God is this far, through the rain and the storm. Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to Glory United's WGUM Radio Gospel Healing Program. And today we're blessed because once again we're going to have our pastor, Patricia Benjamin, bring us a message and talking to us about God's grace and everything else. Amen, amen, amen.
You kept me, and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. But the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
Yes, God's grace has brought us thus far. And I got permission of the pastor just to play one more song. It's one by her special request. And I think it's one that we all can relate to. I Won't Complain by Twinkie Clark.
I've had some good days. I had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. But when I look around and I think things over, I find that my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes my clouds hang low. Seems like, oh, I can't see the road. But I ask the question, Lord, more than my weary eyes can see. Oh, that's why I'll say thank you, Lord. I'll say thank you, Lord. And I won't complain. Oh, God has been good to me. Good to me, more than this world could ever be. He's been good. He's been good. Oh, Lord, 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 you've been good to me. Oh, 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 oh. You tried all of my tears away, turn my midnight into day. So that's why I got a reason, y'all. When I look back over my life, when the doctors gave up on me, I got a reason to say thank you, Lord. Is there anybody out there? You got a testimony. You got a reason to say thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I won't complain. Oh, my God, my God, my God has been good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you've been mighty good to me. More than this whole world could ever be. You've been so good. You've been mighty good. Oh, you've been good to me. Thank you, Lord, you've been good to me. Oh, you tried. Tried. Oh, all of my tears away. Hallelujah. Turn my midnight into day. So that's why I gotta say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, you heal my body. That's why I gotta say thank you, Lord. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I won't.
Amen, amen, amen. She should be arrested. I tell you, my God in heaven, it should be a law against anyone sing that song like that. I won't complain, because God has been good not only to me, but he's been good to you. And that make me happy to know that God is so universal that he can bless me and bless you, and everybody is being blessed at the same time. That's what I love about the Lord, so that he is so good to us, more than our weary eyes can see. So this morning I tell God, thank you. Hey, God, for one more day, I thank you for being so good to me. I laid down and I slept last night, and the death angels didn't visit my bed. I slept last night. No thief or robber came and busted through my door. I slept last night. Hey, God, woke up this morning in my right mind. I slept last night. Woke up, had the activities of my life. That is just enough to stop complaining and tell God, thank you. God is good. And a lady at my church when I was a child growing up, I don't particularly care for the phrase, God is good, and all the time, God, I don't like that. Because people just say it very nonchalantly. They just are saying words when they're in church. Someone get up, God is good, yeah, all the time. God is good. I don't like that. But what I do like, God is good, and he's worthy, the scriptures say. He's worthy to be praised. If we would take the time out to praise God the way we take the time out to complain, oh, my God, what a turnaround it would be for us. Never mind America. We got to get us straight first. But Barbara Walston would say God is good. She was from Trinidad, and she had that beautiful accent. She said God is good, and God is very good. I like that. God is good, and God is very good. You can't mess that up. I don't care how you try. God is good, and he's very good. You need to let the devil know that God is a good God. Yes, he is. Ah, and when you focus on just the blessing and the glory and the honor of God and just how good God is, you won't entertain Satan's program, which is to complain about this, that, and the other. That is the workshop of the devil. That is not the attribute of the Jesus Christ that went to Calvary's cross. If you are a born-again child of God, then you ought to show some sign. Somebody ought to know that you are a child of God by the words that come out of your mouth. Let the words of my mouth, oh God, it almost say, I feel this thing this morning. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart is the words that come out of your mouth that bless you and bless God. No, no, no. This morning I have no cry story. I won't complain. God is, not has been. He's still doing it right now. God is good to me. The activity of my limbs, blood yet running warm in my veins. Oh, I thank God for Jesus right now. I'm excited, as you know. That's what I always let you know. I get excited. Mm-hmm. But I won't complain. Come on. Adopt the attributes of your Father who saved you, sanctified you, and filled you with the Holy Ghost. You know, see, I'm a Benjamin. Oh, bless his name. And I have some of the attributes of my Father. First of all, one of the greatest attributes that I have of my Father that reflect my Father, for those of you who knew my dad, who is now deceased, but when the people that knew my Father, Melvin Benjamin, and they see me, they say, girl, you is just like your daddy. My My daddy was a pleasant man. He was a nice man and a comedian from the heart. Boy, if we'd have had, if my father was here today with the way that we're able to get onto black television, my father would have made Richard Pryor go. And he would, if my father was hilarious. You laughed in the presence of my father. And I am like my dad. And for those that know my father, they tell me, girl, you is crazy. You just like your daddy. Well, why is it that Jesus is our father? God is our father. Jesus is our brother in the Lord. Why is it not that folk can't say to you, girl, boy, you just like your daddy. I know God, and you're just like him. Why is it that you taking on the blood of Jesus Christ? I have the blood of my father, Melvin Roscoe Benjamin Sr. And the folk, like I said, that knew my dad. They said, girl, you not only do you look like your father, girl, you just like your dad. Tyler was crazy. We had a lot of fun growing up. Oh, my God. And girl, you the same way. And I tell my family members, I'm glad I have the personality of my father. It has taken me many places. It has opened doors for me because I present myself in that fashion, in that manner, and folk accept it. And they feel comfortable around me. They enjoy. They tell me that when I walk into a room, the atmosphere changes. Whether it's comical or spiritual, but the atmosphere changes. I don't meet strangers. I'm in the airport, and I can talk to you like I grew up with you. I can help you. I can see you trying to fix something. I can, let me help you. I have the attributes of my, that I'm not like my mother in many ways. Sometimes I can be, but I like being like my dad. Now, back in the day, my dad was, he would do little things, and he would, but you know what? I like my dad. He did something one time. I had some family members who traveled abroad, and they were getting ready to go back home. I don't know why God got me going this way, but hey, the song I Won't Complain stirred me on the inside, even though I requested the song and I said to Dr. Scott, I want you to play God's Grace, because it's the grace of God, the man said, that I made it thus for too many, many dangers, trials and snares. Think on those things. I've already come. Why did I come? Because it's God's grace. But my father wanted to be with his family before they journeyed back to North Carolina, not knowing when he would see them again. And my father said, I'll be back. So he went to his job site, and he staged an illness. Now, that's what I would do. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling y'all, I'm like my daddy. I wish you could have met him. Great guy. Dr. Scott, you would have loved my father. You like me, you would have loved my dad. So anyhow, my whole family really is comical. I got some cousins, my God in heaven, they can make you laugh. But my brother Rock should apply for television now, because he's just playing nuts in a comical way. You know, he'll tell you, At 12 o'clock noon, he's on the phone with you, and he's getting off then. He's getting ready to close out his conversation. He said, all right, night-night. I even had some folk that I worked for saying night-night. They would send me a text and say night-night. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, night-night. But let me get back with my father. My dad went to work, and he was trying to figure out how can I get back home with my cousins before they leave. So he started complaining. See there? See what that complaining is. I don't feel too good, Herb. So Herb said, what's wrong with you, Melvin? He said, I don't know. He said, some kind of way, I just don't feel right. I don't feel good.
So I said, well, what do you think you got? Is it a virus in your stomach or your head? My father said, you know, Herb, I believe I got the tiz. So Herb said, and the word I'm getting ready to use, I'm not cursing because it comes from the Bible. So Herb said, well, Melvin, what is the tiz? My father said, I don't know what the hell it is, but I know I don't feel right. And Herb told him, said, well, Melvin, go home. Immediately he was healed. At the sound of Melvin, go home, he just struck up an instant cure, an instant healing. He didn't complain. He just said, I don't feel good. And I'm glad to be like my father on today. So be as disciples of Christ. Think on the words of the song. I've had good days and I have hills to climb, but it's God's grace that I've made it thus far, the man said, by the grace of God. I have my sermon laid out for this morning, but Dr. Scott, you sometimes, when I hear certain things, I feel God's presence, and God begins to speak and motivate me. Those two songs, I want my radio listeners to know that it is not your own merits that you've made it thus far, but it's God's grace, and because we have the grace of God, we should stop complaining all the time. Just do like my armor bearer said to me once. We were driving to Philadelphia. I had to go and preach the gospel of God. And we're driving in the car. And I began to complain and fuss about it. That's another attribute of my father. My father loved to fuss when he wasn't mad. He could fuss about the salt shaker being sideways on the table instead of straight. My God, somebody need to straighten this salt shaker up. Look at how this salt shaker is. It can fall off the table. You get, y'all just walk by stuff. Just, but he wasn't angry. It's just, and oh, my God, do I do that? Yes, I do. But listen, my armor bearer said to me, tell the Lord, thank you. She took a great leap of faith because, you see, the parishioner don't correct the pastor or the preacher. But she knew that the enemy was trying to block the deliverance that was going to be made in the service. So if you could get me upset on my way to church, now that's terrible. You're on your way to the house of God and you've allowed the enemy to get you all out of whack. So that when you get up to preach, you're focused on what you was upset about, and therefore the word can't penetrate, because every time you speak the word of God, it's right. And she said, just tell the Lord thank you. In other words, shut up. It really isn't, as Dr. Scott liked to point out to me, he said, it's really not a hill to die on. It's not a hill for you to lose your focus, not a hill for you to miss your blessing. So she said, just tell the Lord thank you. Well, when you tell God thank you, you're not complaining, you're blessing him. And the more you bless him, the more he becomes the blesser of whatever it is that you're complaining about. Hey, I can't fix that. Hey, I can't touch it. Lord, I thank you. It's a job for Jesus. Peter's gospel tell you, casting all your cares upon him. Just tell the Lord this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whenever you're listening to the broadcast, just tell the Lord, can you fix it? Why complain about a flat tire when it needs one or two things? It needs air in it, or it needs to be taken off and fixed. So you don't complain about that. You just take the tire and do what needs to be done. Well, that's the way God wants us to do in our life. Stop complaining. He can't bless us. He can't move on my behalf if all I'm going to do is just find fault with everything that comes. I should fold up heaven with the things that I am faced with on a daily basis. But I adopted the term, the phrase that my armor bearer don't know how she blessed me. That was many years ago. But I still say, Lord, I thank you. When I walked into the emergency room on yesterday, didn't know the status of my mom's condition, whether she had a stroke or whatever it was, that I found her in the floor. But as I walked up on the grounds of the ER, and I said, Lord, I can't take much more of this. You got to do something. You got to fix this, Jesus. I'm tired, God. But by the time the sliding doors opened to the ER, I went in and I said, Lord, I thank you. I had to take my complaint of being tired and turn it into, Lord, I thank you. And as I walked through, I just kept on telling God, thank you. They found nothing major when they did the test, but they kept her. She's 87, and she was having a little difficulty walking, and they really don't know what happened to that leg. But to God be the glory. I'm not complaining. I don't have a cry story. Why? Because it's God's grace that we made it thus far by the grace of God. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. My hour is growing nigh. I promised myself that I wouldn't be on long, but I tell you, when I get pumped up, I get excited. It's just time to get my praise on. I see times that I'm preaching from within the house is where I preach from. I get my dance on sometimes. I just have to tell the people, excuse me, let me just get my dance on. Because David danced. It is a blessing in dancing. It's all right to clap your hands, all you people. But David danced. David danced. My God. He began to dance. And he danced and he danced and he danced until he danced out of his clothes. David's dance, the devil off of his back. And who sinned any more as quickly as David? But David found the answer. Mahalia Jackson made a song, I found the answer when I learned to pray with faith to guide me along the way. The sun is shining always in your dark circumstances, in your dark situation. Always see the sunshine. Look above the cloudiness in your life. The song said, dark clouds hang heavy over us. Darkness seems to be everywhere. Sometimes it's so hard to bear, but Jesus knows what you can bear. And if you have a little faith, the Lord will be right there. He will come in a hurry. You don't have to worry. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Oh, I found the answer when I learned to pray. So therefore, I won't complain. And the character in my scripture this morning, you know, I always bless God, I exalt the Lord, but I always give you the nugget from the Holy Scripture. And this morning my text is taken from St. John. You know, I told you before, we got four Johns in our Bible, and all four of the Johns are in the New Testament, but we have St. John first. The John that baptized Jesus, of whom he made the statement, I'm not even worthy to latch up his shoes, and you want me to baptize. See, that's what Jesus does for us. When he comes into our life where we are unworthy, he makes us worthy. Now, John didn't complain. He just made a statement. It's a difference between making a statement and complaining. I've had some good days and some hills I'm still climbing. I've had some weary days. They're still in front of me. And I've had some sleepless nights. They walk beside me. But you come to your senses and say, but when I look around and I think things over all of my good days. See, that's when you got your mind back. See, in the beginning of the song, the enemy had your mind to make you focus on what was what. I've had some good days, and I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. See, my grandmother taught me how to sing. But when I look around and I think things over, see, you had to come back to reality, because the enemy will take you out of reality. You got to be real. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days. See, that's when you're showing the attributes of Jesus Christ. He never said a mumbling word. Am I Jesus? No. But am I a child of the Most High? Yes, I am. Greater is he that is in me. Is that what the scripture quotes? Greater is he that is in me. When are we going to start using the greater that's in us? When we learn to do that, yes, we will speak on a subject matter, but we won't complain. Oh, I got to get to the Word of God. I'll tell you, I feel good, Dr. Scott. I feel good all over and all under. I'm like J.C. Penney this morning with their slogan years ago, said it's all inside. And it is. It's all inside. Saints don't sing like they used to. My grandmother used to sing, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Saints of old didn't complain. They took everything to the Lord in prayer, and they got a quick response to whatever hell the enemy was trying to stir up. Mother Seymour, the pastor, didn't have to put her on a fast. She saw something that wasn't right, something that tightened up her belt, what have you. She said, I'm fasting this week. I'm fasting. I need God to move. Mother Seymour fasted. And you know, when the saints was fasting back when I was a child, my grandmother, my mother, Mother Seymour, Mother Buckner, when the saints, Mother Saunders, when the saints was praying back then, fasting and praying, you could feel it. We got to the church. You knew somebody not was just praying, but had been fasting. They neglected their flesh to get to God in the spirit. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. Goodwill. That should not just be used at Christmas time. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God every day. God is not in the highest just at December, Christmas. God is in the highest day by day. How do you think mercy is new every morning? It's God's grace that makes mercy new every morning. So I quote, glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Jesus got up and spoke to the wind. Oh, bless his name. That's the attributes of your Father. If he spoke to the wind, we ought to be able to speak to the wind too. And all we have to do is quote, peace, be still. Dr. Scott, since I'm on that note, I would like for you to play at the end of the program, if you can pull it up, the song. They say, though the storms keep on raging in my life. And it's, sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. It goes along with I won't complain. It goes along with God's grace. But there's a hope that lies within that reassure as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know he will lead me safely to that place that he has prepared. If you keep your eyes on the Lord who leads you and guides you, oh my God, you will say it is God's grace. Someone said to me a couple of weeks ago, said, girl, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you manage all the things that you do. Well, I serve your notice. It's God's grace. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, that scripture, I don't just say things and be saying it. I quote the scripture. If you don't know where that saying is, Google it. Google will tell you. Google sometimes don't get it right the first time. So you'll slow down and speak a little clearer, and then Google will understand you, and he'll come up with it. And if that doesn't work, then print it in and hit send. Google will come back for you. Oh, bless his name. Let's go to St. John's Gospel. I was telling you that there's four Johns. We got St. John's. We have 1 John. We have 2 John. And we have 3 John. And while I'm thinking about it, I heard the Lord tell me to do something. And I'm going back to my scripture. As I was calling 1 John, I heard God speak. And he said to me, he said, read this for their hearing. Behold, this is 1 John chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. And he says, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us. I'm reading from my New Spirit-Filled Bible. My New Spirit-Filled Bible reads slightly different from my King James, but anyhow, it has the same meaning. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. Oh, my God, there it is. It's what God was saying earlier. You are a child of God. You shouldn't have to advertise with a T-shirt. That say, I'm lifting up holy hands without fear and trembling. That's good. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. That's on my T-shirt that he gave. That's wonderful. You go to the graveyard and you see on some of the tombstones, you see a cross. And those people lived a hellified life, but for some reason they knew that God was God and Jesus was Jesus, whether they worshiped him or not. So therefore, they put a cross to let you know that they were some kind of a believer. I won't say a Christian, but a believer. They believed that Jesus was the Christ. They believed that God in the beginning created the world. So therefore, the family feel honored to put a cross, which reminds me, I'm going to request a cross for my beloved Jimmy. Oh, bless his name. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. See, the world don't know you. So therefore, because we're children of God, we can't act like them. We don't fit in. I have a friend of mine in Delaware. She has a speech impediment, and she said to me once, she said, and she has an accent. She's from the Carolinas, South Carolina, and she said, Pat, what kind of makeup you wear? And I said, it's called tropical. Back then, I wore tropical. She said, it sure is pretty on you. She said, see, I can't wear that because I'm darker than you. But it sure pretty on you. I said, thank you. She said, see, it blends in with your skin. She didn't say it blends in. She said, it blends. And I understand that she couldn't pronounce some of the words. It didn't upset me. It didn't bother me. I didn't make fun of her. She said, it blends in. And that's the way it is. When we're children of God, the Spirit of God should blend in with your actions, with the things that come out of our mouth. It should blend in. And we know she meant blend in, but it should blend in on today. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we're called the children of God. He said, listen, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works, and glorify your Father in heaven. So I don't have to wear the t-shirt, but it's my choice. Because that scripture that I have on the t-shirt is not for me. It may brighten up your day. You don't know what someone is going through, and they're in Walmart, and they read the back of your shirt. It says, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. You don't know how that symbol will touch someone's eye. That's why I'm wearing it, not to let you know that I'm a Christian, but I want someone's life to be changed, but because they may not pick up the Bible like you and I, but they'll read that. Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and those who follow after me shall no longer sit in darkness. It may be a cloud hanging heavy over them of darkness, and they feel in despair, but just to see what's on the back or the front of my t-shirt, it just might change. That's why, as children of God, we may wear that, but it's not to signify that, oh, she's a priest. Now, there's another thing we can do. When I wear my collar, I'm not just an ordinary person. I told someone that the other day. I said, you're upset with the Muslims. I said, but if you would take their attire off, take the scarf from around the neck and the head and so forth, and the drape down of the clothing, if you were to remove those things, take the turbans off the men's head, could you tell by looking at them that they are a Muslim? And the person said, I never thought about it. I said, because they wasn't born of a woman draped down in that stuff. And so for me, you know a nun when you see a nun by the habit that the nun wears. Well, you know a preacher a lot of times by the collar around our neck. But people need to see the light in us. That's what's important. Never mind the clothing that identify that we are walking with the Lord. They need to see it. Says, so let your light show shine. It shine. It did not tell you to market all of these outfits that pertain to look holy or recognize the cloth. I should be able to spot the Jesus in you, because the song said, the Jesus in you loves the Jesus in me. You're so easy. So easy, so easy to love. See, when you got God on the inside, you'll be like my daddy. You'll be pleasant, kind, friendly. He was showing the attributes of my grandmother and my grandfather, Roscoe and Lutishi. Yeah, because you can see grandma with her humor. Through my dad. I got it. My family can mock folk how they talk, a lot of people. We got that from grandma. The little children, the last one I know is 13, he mocking people when he was 4 years old. But it's just in the bloodline. And I want you to know that if you're in the bloodline of Jesus Christ, we'll stop murmuring and complaining. Let's get back to the word of God. My hour's grown nigh. Beloved, now we are children of God. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. There it is. For we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope. Come on now. Come on, God. You can change the subject if you choose. It's your word. I wanted to preach about the blind man this morning, but God said when I was talking, go get 1 John. Since you brought up John, go get 1 John. Leave St. John right there for next week. Go get 1 John. Oh, I'm excited. Let me finish reading. Let me finish reading what the word of God says. Oh, bless his name. And everyone who has this hope in him, purify himself. Clean up now. Get yourself clean up. Clean up your thoughts. Clean up your mind. Clean up that excuse. Clean up that reason that I got a reason to complain. So everything is going wrong in my life, and this is against me, that's against me, the odds are stacked up against me. And some folks say, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. Well, when you're a child of God, there's no such thing as bad luck. Bad luck belongs to the devil. And stop taking the bad luck by opening your mouth saying, huh, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no. You are representing the devil. That's not the way the Lord talks. The Lord said, I am your hope in me. If you're in me, you got hope. If you're in me, you're greater than he that is in the world. Stop using the words of the devil. Oh, God, you sit up there and you're always hollering. Soon as something goes, ah, oh, the devil is busy. That's the words of the devil. Why would you want to be a child of God and born again, and all you can say is everything that pertains to the devil? Nothing comes out of your mouth. Tell the Lord, thank you. Yes, Satan is busy stirring up a mess, but you better hurry up and fix it by saying the devil might be busy, but God is just as busy working on my behalf as the enemy is to devour me. Then you'll feel your strength and your help. You'll feel God's grace coming to the rescue. Give me 3 more minutes, Dr. Scott. I'm closing down the program. Oh, bless his name. This is verse 3 again. And everyone who has this hope in him, purify yourself. Clean up. Get rid of the dumb junk. Get rid of the complaints. Get rid of all of that. That so easily besets you. Paul said, listen, Patty, you ran well, but who hindered you? You started out with a bang and a boom. You was doing things for the Lord. You was working it out. You was winning souls. You was testifying. You were praying. You ran well, but what happened? You fell off by the wayside. What happened? How did you get polluted? What happened to you? You ran well. Who hindered you? Who stopped you? You stopped your own self by allowing the attributes of the devil to enter in. It says, just as he is pure. There is no sin in Jesus. There is not a complaint from the Lord. Even though he doesn't like sin, he doesn't complain about it. He says, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. Come unto me, I'll give you rest. I will keep you in perfect peace, all whose mind is stayed on me. Why? Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. The devil tried to tell Jesus, I'll give you the world. Jesus told him, get behind me, Satan. He didn't complain. On his way to the cross got heavy. Check this out. The cross got heavy as he was going to Calvary for you and for me. And the sin was so ugly and so heavy upon him. He had to take on our sins so that he could get rid of them through his blood. You can't shake the preacher's hand and be born again. It's some work that has to take place on the inside. And so as the story goes, Jesus stopped by the garden on his way, and he said, Father, let this cup pass from me. And you know, I understand, because with me having to take care of my mother with her condition, her Alzheimer's, and I look at her many times and I'm saying, she has the name of my mother and she has the features of my mother, but that's not my mother anymore. That's the spirit of Alzheimer's. So many days I feel like Jesus. I'm carrying the cross of taking care of a woman who looked like my mother. A woman who has my mother's name, oh, bless his name. And I look at her and I'm saying, what happened to her? And I say to God, I can't do this. I can't make it. I can't, God. This cross is so heavy. And sometimes I will complain to my Aunt Bert. And she'll say, Patty, I pray for you because I know what you're going through. But when I look at who my mother was to me, she took care of me. She gave me the best she had to offer. After I became an adult, there would be times I would go to the mail and there would be a love check in the box from my mother. There would be times when she would call and say, girl, come home. They got a program going on at that mama. She said, I've already sent you a check. And then there were times that she would say, if you can get here, I'll take care of you when you get here. And when I get here, she would say, here, put this in your pocket. Don't tell your brother. Don't tell your sister. Keep it to yourself. And when I look at her, who she was, and some days she would say, I thank you for everything you do for me. If I had some money, I would give you a few dollars, but I don't have it. I said, you're not broke, Mama. Michael got your money, and I got your checkbook. She said, oh, praise the Lord. Well, then if you need something, see, that's the Mama that I remember that I was taking care of, but now she's not like that. She said, do something for yourself. And I said, Mama, it's okay. I don't need anything. The love comes up. And I said, Lord, give me the strength to make it. And that's what Jesus did with our sins upon him. He stopped by to pray, Father, Father, let this cup pass for me. But as he was there, kneeled down, he saw me, Patricia Benjamin. He saw you, Dr. Gregory Scott. He saw you, Jackie. He saw you, Renee. He saw you, Michael, while he was in that garden. Sarah, whatever your name is, from A to Z, he saw you. And you weren't even here. And you know what took him? Finish this course was never the less. I won't complain. Before we close, I'm going to close, but I'm going to make an announcement. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God, they say, amen. Now, the announcement on Tuesday, the 28th of February. By the time this airs on Thursday, we will be into March. But some people go into the archives and listen to the program, so they could very well get this information before Tuesday. On Tuesday, the 28th of February, I have a dynamic speaker for our special service on Tuesday, February the 28th at 7 o'clock p.m. Yes. She's coming out from Little St. North, St. Illinois, Texas, I believe. I had never heard all this stuff. You hear Dallas and Fort Worth and Houston and El Paso. But Illinois, Texas, and her name is Ruby Handy. She's an apostle, just been elevated to an apostle. Apostle, overseer, prophet, pastor, world-renowned evangelist. She has four ministries under her. And I met her some years ago in Dover, Delaware, by way of phone. And I had just came back from my foot doctor. And my ankle and heel was bothering me, and he put a boot on my foot. And I had to wear it for 2 weeks and then come back to see him. I didn't wear the boot for 24 hours. My goddaughter Marilyn was with this great woman of God, Ruby Handy, and Marilyn said, "Let me introduce you to my godmother." And Marilyn called me. She said, "Godmother, I got this prophet I want you to meet. We're having dinner and we're getting ready to leave to go to the service." And I said, "Okay, ma'am." And she put the woman on the phone. She said, "Hello, Lord of God." I said, "Hi." She said, "God, go heal that ankle." She said, "You can take that shoe off your foot." I took it off. I obeyed the prophet. I didn't say the doctor said I got, 2 weeks to wear this thing. I took it off. And the next morning when I got up, I could put my foot down on the floor. She had never seen me. She just spoke over the phone, the healing. And immediately, I obeyed God. So she's coming, and then I met her in the flesh, 2012, I believe it was 13. And we've been friends ever since. She is going to be bringing the word of God. And for those of you that have a prayer request, please get on board with us on Thursday night at 7 p.m. If it's something extremely personal that the radio should not hear, then we will give you her number by her request. She may say, "Well, what I need to say to you, God says I can't speak it out loud. I just need you to hear it." She will do that. She will not just blurt out anything over the air. So please, madams, please, sir, join us on Tuesday at 7 p.m. for our special service. And the next special service will be in April for Easter. So we will not be on the air on the fourth Wednesday, because the fourth Wednesday has already come and gone. And I told my sister, who's my advocate, she sends out these tweets, flyers, whatever you want to say. If she has your cell phone number, she will remind you that the service is on the air. And I said, "No, sissy, we don't have the fourth Wednesday this week. We have it, the special service on." So whenever I have the special service on Tuesday, we do not have the fourth Wednesday night service. So stay with us, follow us, pull up our website, and we'll let you know what's going on. If you need to call me, I'm at 302-538-3271. That is my ministry line, 302-538-3271. And those of you that listen to the broadcast in the archives and may listen on Thursday, every Thursday morning, Dr. Scott and I are on there. Sometimes it's recorded, so you can't get me. But please, sir, madams, send a love offering to Glory United Ministries. Dr. Scott will give you the address, and we will close out with the song, if I have a few more moments, "For the Storms Keep on Raging in My Life." Dr. Scott, it's into your hands. God bless you. Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen. Dr. Scott. He's in the studio because I'm on air. That is not the song. Oh, God. I wanted Douglas Miller. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. Douglas Miller, please, "Though the storms are raging in my life." That one is "Though the wind blows, I told the storm." But I would like Douglas Miller. If not, then play that one.
Okay, well, while we are searching, to pull it up. You said Douglas Miller? Good.
Yes.
While we are searching, I would like to just say to our many listeners that we gratefully accept your donations and contributions to keep the program going. The address to which your donation may be sent is 251 North DuPont Highway, and that's, you have to add to that PMB 22, and then that's Dover, Delaware, 19901. That is right. And you can put address it your check to Glory United Ministries. And the envelope can even say care of Dr. Gregory M. Scott. Douglas Miller, we have glad he lifted me up. My soul is anchored, pass me not, and unspeakable joy.
My soul is anchored. My soul is anchored.
My soul is anchored. Here he comes. Thank you for your sermon today.
Bless you.
Anchored. For those of you in the Southampton and the Long Island area, you can feel free to pass your donations either by check or cash to Pastor Patricia Benjamin. We will gratefully receive them. Amen.
We're going to be caught by the waves and the currents, the sea so fierce.
To participating Dunkin' Donuts for a large coffee and peel to reveal your prize. Prizes like discounts on fan gear, game tickets and travel, or score delicious prizes from Dunkin'. No purchase necessary, ends 3/26/17 or while supplies last. For rules, visit ddgameon.com. Dunkin's Cold Brew is a unique coffee experience, and new sweet and salted cold brew comes sweet with salted whipped topping for a cool new take on cold brew. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, limited time offer.